You're listening to SBS News.
In difficult times, couriers and delivery workers have never been more important, offering an essential service for Australians now unable to dine in at restaurants and cafes. Juan Pablo Delora is a delivery rider based in Sydney and says orders are up.
There are more orders. Usually the busiest time is evening from 5 to 8, but nowadays it's busy all day.
With new restrictions being announced almost daily, hundreds of thousands of jobs are at risk. But the unprecedented nature of the virus means a number of industries are now hiring. Treasury estimates more than 1 million Australians will be forced onto welfare. Callum Pickering, an economist at employment search engine Indeed, says while job postings are down around 12% compared with this time last year, there are still opportunities.
While there is a lot of jobs being created in the healthcare space, there is also a lot of jobs being created indirectly due to the impact of COVID-19. So, for example, we're seeing strong demand for drivers, including delivery and truck drivers, as well as rising demand for warehouse workers and packers. And a lot of that relates to some of the frenzied retail activity we've seen in recent weeks.
Woolworths announced today it's creating 20,000 new jobs so we can keep up with demand. Chief People Officer Karen Kasikianis says the majority of these jobs will go to workers from businesses which have partnered with the supermarket giant, such as Qantas and Village Cinemas.
The majority of our roles, we've spoken about 20,000 roles, will be filled through those partnerships. However, if someone is really interested, what we'd encourage them to do is to go to a store, their local store, take a personal identification with them, as well as their right to work. The manager will then meet with them and then put them through the application process, and that will actually be quite an expedited process rather than going online.
Despite the opportunities, the job openings significantly pale to the job losses, and for the many workers now unemployed, redeployment isn't easy. Stephen Tuffley from Seek in Australia says the priority for them is to focus on skills that are transferable.
Make sure that your CV is up to date. So your recent experience, make the CV punchy. So don't write 8 pages. Write a page. Be very short and sharp to the point. Have a cover letter that explains why you will fit that job. And once again, make that cover letter punchy.
For Juan Pablo Delora, despite the risks of the job, he's just glad he has one to make ends meet.
Of course, I am scared for my health, but Sydney is an expensive city and we have to afford our housing, our food. We have to do the best that we can.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.